Hey, beautiful master souls. Today, we're diving deeper into your inner council with the fourth aspect, which is the leader or manager. And let me tell you, we love her because she gets shit done. Now, there's no coincidence that she is the fourth aspect. I think as a leader, she'd be number one because that is actually natural vibration, the independent leader. But the number four in numerology and actually in feng shui as well has the vibration of hard work. In fact, if you've ever gone house shopping with someone who is very deeply into numerology or feng shui, they will absolutely not even look at a house with a number four because it has that vibration of hard work. And as an inner aspect of who we are, this is wonderful. Maybe not so much to live in a house filled with it, but to have this as part of you, to have a part of yourself that really wants to do and wants to do in the most efficient, most direct way possible. This leader and this manager is the one that organizes, strategizes, figures out what the path is, and then communicates with all your other aspects and with all of the external parts of yourself what has to go where. Now, in many ways, this is a very mental aspect. And, spiritual people are always so quick to negate the importance of a high intellect. But it's critical that we have a beautiful relationship with our minds, because our minds are very powerful tools and they're filled with useful ways that we can be out in this physical world. And so that leader manager helps bridge the gap between what we deem as spiritual and what we deem as mental, and creates a plan. I love having a plan, right? It's like the A-team. I love it when a plan comes together. So your manager, your leader, this is not an aspect to be grazed over. It really is, what do you need to create the most efficient, most powerful team so that this project can go through, so that this project is seamless? Who do we need to hire, right? Let's talk about an HR manager. Let's talk about a resources manager. Let's talk about, like, what else do you need to know? What great list making do you need to have? All of these tools that we have to do real world things, the leader and the manager can take care of all of the little details. Now, granted, I'm not really fond of little tiny details, but the manager and leader knows what details need to be put into place. And I get to be in choice whether it's, me who does it, or if I can outsource some of the details or find a way around the details. That's where the leader and manager really shines, is saying, okay, these are all the pieces that need to happen. Let's figure out where our resources are to either manage them ourselves or outsource them. And on a project by project basis, it allows us to be super organized and super focused. I'm going to say this a different way as well. In many ways, the leader and the manager is a more masculine aspect of our own self. You know, so much of the spiritual world is embodied in that feminine flow and let it be simple and quiet and smaller, while yet still being fierce, right? But that masculine has importance and power in your life as well, and especially in your business, because things do need to get done. And when things need to get done, we lean into those lower chakras, into, the first, second, and third chakras. And we also need to lean into our masculine selves, our masculine do selves. And when we lean into that masculine do self, our projects and the things that we're working on become real. They actually manifest in the real world, and out in the real world, in the physical world. So when you're having a dialogue with your leader or manager, remember this isn't a pissing match and this isn't an ego match. This really truly is the aspect of yourself that is most capable of seeing all of the little pieces that need to come together. Not the visionary piece, but all of the little tiny details that have to come together in order to create this in the real physical world. Maybe it's something like, you know, you want to have a retreat. So, you know, your manager needs to find a place for it to be and, you know, get a sales page up or whatever it is. You want to create a GoFundMe account. Well, they figure out a way to say, okay, these are the pieces we need. We need a video, and we need write-up, and we need product, and we need a campaign to make this really successful. So you see, in so many aspects, this is where most people live in their business. And it's also where a lot of spiritual people avoid being. So let's switch that relationship up. The leader is only as powerful as you allow it to delegate. The leader loves delegation. Remember, a leader or manager isn't necessarily the one that's out in the trenches. The leader and the manager is the one that says, okay, this is the vision of the company. This is where we're going. This is the project that we're working on. How do we get there? Let's pool our resources together. Hey, manifester, I need you to do this. Hey, you know, lover, I need you to get on board with this. You know, co-creator, all of you, get on board. This is your role. This is your role. This is your role. And in many ways, if the leader is feeling stuck, it's because you're putting too much pressure on the leader to only do, instead of saying, you know, the leader gets stuck in that do mode. And when I'm saying that people get overly busy, it's because they've let their manager do all of the little work. And the manager will run with it, and it will do and do and do and do, because that's its nature, is to really do and do and do. But a truly balanced manager, a truly balanced leader, will lean into the co-creator more and will work in conjunction with, okay, these are all of the details. These are all of the things we need to do. They'll lean over to the seeker and say, okay, what else do we need to know here? What research can you be doing to support this? And over to the co-creator, what can you do to support this? You know, who else do we need on our team? Even if it's somebody to bounce ideas off of, even if it's your, you know, little five-year-old kid who's over there like packing envelopes for you, whatever it is that you need support on, a well-balanced leader and a well-balanced manager will go out to the minutia details and then will farm it out to the rest of the council and then to folks outside of the council who are most capable of handling those small little things. Well-balanced leader doesn't do everything. It gets down to the core of what needs to be done. You know, have you ever been seen one of those companies that has, like, everyone's busy doing absolutely nothing and nothing's actually getting done? Gosh, I've been on a board of directors like that for 6 years. And every month we sit down and we have the same meeting and we talk about the same topics, and when new business comes up, I guarantee it'll be new business that it looks exactly the same as the new business we had last month. And nothing ever gets done, even though there's a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of volunteers and everybody's ready to do, nothing actually gets done. And that's an imbalanced leader. That's a leader that has too many little things and isn't focusing in on the one thing. Because I guarantee at those meetings, if we just focused on one thing that everyone was going to get on board with that month, the entire landscape of the company would change, of the organization would change. And so I know I always tell you that specificity is the key to true success. Well, if we're being specific about this project, then the leader and the manager is responsible for not only saying these are all of the pieces that need to get involved, but it's also responsible for saying, and this is the one we're doing today. This is the one that above all others, if we did nothing else, this is the most critical aspect of getting this project out into the world. And so meeting with your manager on a regular basis, especially when you're right in the middle of releasing something to the world, meeting with your manager is critical because she will be able to guide you to the most important things to do and keep you focused and on task. She doesn't accept, oh, I didn't feel like it. She says, okay, Anne, this still is the most important aspect that needs to get done. This is still the most important piece that gets done. And when she's feeling unsupported around the most important piece, that's when all of the other pieces start getting thrown at it, because it's like, well, if you're not going to do this, well, look, I have all of these other things that can keep you busy while you avoid this one thing. And then what happens is we get overly busy, our manager gets overly stressed, and we have this adrenaline, and your adrenals get out of balance, and then all of a sudden we're workaholics and we're not really going towards the thing that we most desire. So working with the manager means you gotta listen, because your manager knows what one thing to do. Your manager knows what the most direct path is. Given free rein and given imbalance, she's either going to sit back and go, there's nothing I can do, no one's listening to me, or she's going to sit back and say, okay, you're not listening to me, so I'm going to throw all of these other things into the pot and hope that you at least do one of them. Because what she most wants in this world, truly your inner manager, your inner leader, is she most wants to feel useful and in action. She wants to be doing. And there's a part in each and every one of us that wants that, that craves that, and that's our manager. She wants and craves the doing. And so if we do the thing that she most wants us to do, and I know, control's kind of an issue and you might feel micromanaged, but if you just have that meeting with your manager each day, she'll tell you what needs to be done, and then she won't be in imbalance and the project can keep moving forward. So that is, in a nutshell, the core of who your leader and who your manager is. She's the part of you that most wants to do something on this planet, to really do it and sink their teeth in and feel it and roll around in it and get her done. So love your manager, love this masculine side of yourself. And yes, I know my manager is still a woman, and it's my own inner voice. Of course it's going to be a woman, but it is a masculine aspect. It does, draw in those lower chakras. So balance your manager out by meeting with her and figuring out what is most important to get done. So I love you guys. If you have any questions, please make sure you're asking them in the group, and I will be sure to answer them. Love you all.